Hello, everyone. Producer Gabe here. Tomorrow, March 31st, 2023, is the last day of this year's Max Fun Drive. If one bad mother has ever made a difference in your life, we need you to go to MaximumFun.org/join and become a member of the Maximum Fun Network. Join at the $5 level to access all of the Max Fun bonus content, or BOCO, ever made, including this year's OBM special, Max Fun Ghost Stories. If you're already a member, you can boost or even purchase a membership for a stranger. There are also fun gifts at the higher levels. Wow! In the meantime, we present to you a special preview of One Bad Mother Presents Max Fun Ghost Stories, featuring John Moe of Depression Mode of John Moe, Ellen Weatherford of Just the Zoo of Us, and our very own transcript coordinator, C.N. Josephs. Come join us! MaximumFun.org/join.
Hi, everybody. Happy BOCO episode. Once again, I am speaking to Max Fun hosts and employees about ghosts, or really, at this stage, anything paranormal, I'm 100% down to hear. Today, I am talking to John Moe, host of Depression Mode and Sleeping with Celebrities, both here on Max Fun, both with their own BOCO. Happy BOCO, John Moe.
Happy BOCO to you. What a BOCO amount of BOCO we have.
We have so much BOCO, it's we might have to get a larger pair of pants. That's all I got.
Okay.
Would you have sex with a ghost, and if you did, would that be considered cheating? Okay.
I think, wow.
I know. You're welcome. Not, surprise!
Yeah, not a question I've ever expected to receive. I think that I would have to get to know the ghost for a while. I don't want like a Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters encounter. I don't want that at all.
Okay.
I would say if you're believing that the ghost is a human, a human at heart, or a former living human, or a humanoid in some way, then it would be cheating. I think that would be adultery.
Okay, but then what if you went to your spouse and you were like, I saw a ghost, and they were like, I don't believe you. would you stop there and be like, well, my partner doesn't believe in ghosts? I am speaking to Ellen Weatherford, co-host from Just the Zoo of Us. Hello.
Hello again, Biz. It's so nice to talk to you.
I feel like I have to speak in like a Delilah voice like that. Remember that radio show, Delilah? Anyway, I feel like I have to be like, we're going to be talking about ghosts and I want you to know I'll believe you.
Let me get down here into this breathy register. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
It's hot Delilah on Delilah action.
Oh, Delilah on Delilah. Oh, I think we just made up a new podcast. Delilah,
dueling
this is
Delilahs.
The song going out to Delilah from Delilah. Ellen, who would you want to haunt?
Oh, that's a great question. Assuming that like I am in full control of my spirit and who I haunt.
Rules, no limits. We're not doing any like logical rules. Boom, Ellen, you're a ghost. Who do you want to haunt?
I mean, obvious answer would be my husband, because I feel like I could probably inflict the most psychic damage. like when you know good. Somebody well enough, like you know exactly what to do. I would like make sure that like the, you know, bread bag is never fully tightened so all the bread loaf goes stale and
like just fruit stickers appear in different places. The
yeah,
toilet
make
papers.
Sure that like
yeah.
Yeah, make sure that like the berries mold immediately.
Oh yeah. Oh God, that's the worst haunting ever. I hate it.
A haunting that's just rife with mild inconveniences.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Biz. How are you doing?
I'm good, CN. How are you?
I am good. It's my birthday tomorrow, so I'm very excited.
Shut up. It's your birthday.
Yeah. So my spouse and I, we've lived together for, I think, 4 or 5 years now, and we really like going to antique shops. And
buddy, I know where we're going with this. Go for it.
Yeah. So a while ago, we got this little like ceramic cone incense burner from the antique shop we like to go to. Mm-hmm. And immediately after we brought it home, just like shit started happening. Like stuff was moving around.
Yeah.
Weird presence, that kind of a thing. And then so my spouse and I are both pagan, and we went up to this little cabin in the Snoqualmie Pass mountain range that his family used to own to do like a Yule ritual, and we brought the haunted incense burner with us, because why not bring it to a creepy little cabin in the middle of the forest. That's a great idea.
No movie ever started out like that.
Right. There's not a movie called Cabin in the Woods or anything.
No, I know. Well, that concludes our walk on the dark side. I hope you enjoyed the employees, the hosties, and the ghosties of Max Fun in the very spooky bonus show. You are hearing it because you support One Bad Mother and all of the artists that make up the Max Fun network of podcasts. You know we are a listener-supported network and show, and your support is appreciated. Thank you for supporting One Bad Mother and all the shows on Max Fun. You are doing a good job.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.